Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
The 911 call that was made the morning that the Idaho 4 were discovered has been released. And a lot of you have probably already heard it. We are going to play it here in its entirety. Probably heard a lot of like clips here and there and this and that, but we're just going to play the whole thing through. So trigger warning. I have not listened to this yet. Have you listened to the whole thing or have you just kind of heard pieces?
I listened to part of it and you can feel the fear. Yeah. You know, it didn't happen during the killings. It happened, 12 hours later?
But yeah, I don't know the exact hours.
Terror.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can feel that they know something is horrible. You can just feel it.
Isn't there talk of smell or something in this, or was that just testimony? I don't know. So let's just get to it. This is, you know, hearing a 911 call of friends discovering their friends murdered in that horrible, horrible scene. So we got the audio. I'm just going to play the audio. You'll hear it in the background here. There's nothing else that's going on the screen. And if you're listening, there's nothing changing there, obviously. Here we go. This is the 911 call.
11:55 a.m. 42 seconds, November 13, 2022.
911 location of your emergency.
Hi, something is happening. Something's happening in our house. We don't know what.
What is the address of the emergency?
1122.
What is the rest of the address?
Oh, Kings Road.
Okay. And is that a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
Can you repeat the address to make sure that I have it right?
I'll talk to you guys. We live at the light, so we're next to them.
I need someone to repeat the address for verification.
The address, 1122 King Road.
And what's the phone number that you're calling from?
What's your phone number?
And tell me exactly what's going on.
One of the roommates has passed out, and she was drunk last night, and she's not waking up.
Okay.
Oh, and they saw some man in their house last night. Yeah. Hi, Hi, this is
And are you with the patient? Okay, I need someone to keep the phone. Stop passing it around.
Can I just tell you what happened pretty much?
What is going on currently? Is someone passed out right now?
I don't really know, but pretty much at 4 a.m.
Okay, I need to know what's going on right now if someone is passed out. Can you find that out?
Yeah, I'll come. Come on, but then you gotta go check. But we have to.
Okay, one moment. I'm getting help started that way.
Okay, thank you.
Someone to stop passing the phone around because I've talked to four different people.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, they just gave me the phone.
Is she breathing?
Hello?
Is she breathing?
No.
Okay.
You need to talk to them, Jay. I can't talk to them. I need you to talk to them.
Hello? Okay. I have already sent the ambulance and law enforcement. Stay on the line. If there is a defibrillator available, send someone to get it now and tell me when you have it.
Say that again? There's a police here right now.
Okay. If there is a defibrillator available, send someone to get it now and tell me when you have it.
We don't have it. I think so. Do you have a defibrillator?
Yep.
Yes, you have one.
Are you talking to the officer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let you go since he's there with you and can help you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay.
11:59 a.m. 49 second, November 13, 2022.
So that's a 911 call.
Pretty chaotic. I'm not going to criticize, what these survivors went through. It's hard to Monday morning quarterback this, but it's really chaotic. I get
there
it.
There is. There's a lot of chaos in these moments.
Yeah. I understand, but I'm questioning, and I don't want to sound insensitive, but there had to be a lot of blood around, right? I mean, didn't this look like a murder scene?
We don't know exactly the answer to that. We know that some areas were, and that's all we know, that some areas were. We don't know that some areas weren't. I'm not saying they couldn't have been, but it could have been really quick. And if you're, wearing, I don't know what she was wearing, but if you're wearing baggy something or whatever, and you get stabbed a few times and you're out, you may not necessarily see that. Or notice it very well. I don't know.
I'm scratching my head a little bit because I'm sensing, the 911 person is talking about a defibrillator and, we need to, obviously get CPR started or something. But it sounds like these people have been dead for a while.
Well, I'm not trying to criticize this, but what I don't understand is the hysterics at the very beginning before when they're thinking their friend has just passed out.
Yeah.
Unless she already had felt and there was no pulse and she just omitted that fact right away on the 911, which could very well be the case where she's freaking out. She's doesn't know what she's saying or not saying. And maybe she already did realize that she was dead. And the other friend is saying, nah, she's just passed out. They've been drinking. And the other one already knows that she's dead and just, you know, is kind of going along with it as best she can, but she's more freaked out. And that probably would make the most sense. But that was just kind of what stood out and be like, why is she hysterical if they just think that her friend's passed out drunk?
Yeah. And again, we're not criticizing. No. This is a horrific situation. And, you know, we can sit here and say, well, why didn't they call when they saw the weird guy walking through the house?
Well,
what I would have done.
And we've already talked about all that. I'm not trying to criticize them at all. It's just, this is the first time I heard the phone call and that's my reaction.
Yeah.
I don't think they had anything to do with anything with this other than they were simply there and trying to make sense of this and being young and, you know, not a lot of life experience. And when you don't have a lot of life experience, situations and tragic moments are not necessarily going to be your forte when you come across them. So, I mean, you could hear the guy, you could hear him breathing and you could tell he knew what happened just by and he'd tell the girls to get out of there. Just get out, get out, get out. I'm guessing he went and looked in a room and I mean, that's my guess is that he saw something else that he knew how bad it was, but he wasn't just going to, you know, blurt it out to the girls right at that moment in time. That would be my take on it. I do not know, but that's kind of the feeling I was getting.
It is kind of what it felt like, you know, like, you don't need to see this kind of a thing.
Yeah. Just get out.
I don't want you to see this.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Or he probably just saw for a split second and got out. I mean, God, it's like, it was out of a horror movie.
Yeah. The whole thing just, you know, it's so, like I said, it's easy to sit here and Monday morning quarterback it. I hate to use that phrase, but that's exactly what everybody's doing. You know, when you're a college student, you're, you know, in your room, you're eating pizza, whatever it is you're doing, you're drinking, and you see weird people in the house, is what it is. You know, it was probably a party house. Weird people come and go. I mean, that's shit. I saw that all the time when I was in college. Like, just, oh, there's the weirdo from, you know, my organic chemistry class.
Yeah, I mean, it's a normal, you know, a normal thing of life, you know, at college. But I just threw up here, this is a statement that was made by the Gonzalez family. And this was made the other day when this 911 call first came out. I'm just going to read it. As we continue to process the 911 call, we just wanted to share some of our thoughts. We stand together with all of the victims of Idaho, both those we have lost and those who remain, forever marked by a tragedy that no passage of time will ever erase. The 911 call, it is not the neatly rehearsed dialogue of a well-crafted story, not the polished performance you might expect from a Hollywood script. No, it is raw, it is jagged, a searing, unvarnished truth that no camera could ever hope to capture. Every breath, every cry, every tremor in the voice reveals a reality so cruel, so brutally honest, it cuts deeper than anything fiction could devise. After hearing that call, one thing is clear. Hunter, with his quiet, stoic resolve, protected those girls from a nightmare that no one should ever be forced to witness. He stepped into the abyss, shielding them from horrors that will haunt him forever. For that, the Gonzalez family owes him a debt that words cannot repay. So Steve Gonzalez, the Gonzalez family, saying pretty much what we just kind of assumed as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That he peered around the corner and saw something that nobody should see.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we're ever going to know what happened. You know, if Koberger did it, and I'm just speaking from the gut here. I'm just speaking from just, you know, sitting around the table, we're having coffee, we're chatting.
Are we drunk or just coffee?
No, it's just coffee.
Okay.
Maybe a little Bailey's. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's add a couple shots of Bailey's to this.
All right.
So let's say he did it. And let's say he gets convicted and he's going to face the firing squad. At this point, there's no going back. Just tell the truth. If you did it, please just tell us so these families can get some closure. That they're not always wondering, is there somebody else out there who did this? Because these families don't have closure and they're never going to get it. But could you help them a little bit with just, okay, he's off the streets. The guy who did this, he's going to be gone soon. You know, these convicted killers, and he's not convicted. He's innocent until, you know, proven guilty in a court of law. That's how it works. But these killers who go to the grave with the secret just drives me nuts. If you did it, tell us, OJ.
Oh, he told us. He told us in like a Fox special. And okay, if I did it, I would have done it this way. And you know, and then my friend, let's call him Cato. It's like you can watch it on YouTube. It's the craziest interview you'll ever see.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, just tell us, OJ. I mean, you knew the end was coming. Just tell us. Let the family finally go, okay, we were right. We got something, you know?
I have no idea what's going to happen here. I do wonder if there is going to be a trial. I wonder if they're going to try and do some sort of plea deal for the death penalty being taken off if he pleads guilty.
You might be right.
And then, you know, life sentence, no parole. But that would be, if it's him, I mean, that would be the only redeeming thing one could do at this point. It's not redeeming. It's just, it would be the only human thing to do at this point.
Yeah.
Because he can't do anything else if it's him. And
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, just say it. Just tell us what we need to hear. Tell the families what they need to hear.
Well, and if he doesn't, I think the evidence eventually will. From what we know so far, doesn't look good. I'm going to guess there's going to be more in trial. Really thinking there probably is, considering how much has been under seal, and we keep getting new pieces of this, you know, kind of weekly at this point. That shopping cart, the Amazon cart, if there's a K-bar knife on there, I think it's done. If there's anything in his search history about directions to that property or anything, you know, relating to this subject matter, I think it's done. You just need a few more of those. And those are, you know, technically circumstantial, but they're pretty damning when you put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very interested in that. That shopping cart's going to, I think that'll be really the make or break, because I don't know how you're going to spin that one. And you're already throwing out there that the real killer is out there. When you start using the words "the real killer" and you're the defendant, it's not looking very good at that point.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. She was the perfect wife. Always smiling, always supportive. A pillar of the community. Beloved by friends, adored by family. And secretly researching undetectable poisons in her spare time. Maybe it was the way he chewed. Maybe she just got bored. Or maybe, just maybe, she had been planning this since the honeymoon. But if he had just paid attention, if he had just known what to look for, if he had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and learned the red flags, he could have heard every episode of Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski. ad-free, and before everyone else, he could have seen it coming. Instead, he's 6 feet under, and she's shopping for husband number two. Don't be like him. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In The News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.